Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello there. Hi, Assalamualaikum, and welcome to another episode of the My English Matters podcast. I'm here with Madam Azimah, and she will be presenting tips on how to be concise. So let's begin. Hi, Madam Azimah, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Okay. Right. So what is the topic today? Can you tell us what you're going to be talking about?
Right. I'm going to talk about 5 tips for being concise and clear when communicating. But I want to focus more on speaking. But this does apply to writing as well. But these tips should be helpful for all of you who tend to ramble and talk a lot and things like that. Okay, so let's begin, shall we?
All right.
Okay. I want to ask you, the audience, and also want to ask Amna. Has anybody ever described you as being talkative, chatty, or even a poor listener? If you say no,
me.
Yes, I'm asking you.
I've grown up ever since I was a kid. When I was a kid, people always said that I was too quiet, I was too shy. Basically, my first day of school in Manchester, I didn't talk for about 2 months, 3 months probably. So basically, I've never been told that I'm talkative. But now, after being a teacher at My English Matters, I do talk a lot, and I do worry that I may ramble. And I remember I did a video called How to Stick to Your Point, right? And then somebody commented, do you think you ramble? I thought, okay, maybe, is she trying to say that I'm rambling? But I thought maybe she's just asking in a nice way. So I'll just give her the benefit of the doubt. And I thought, if I do ramble, these are the tips that I hope will help. So maybe you can share them.
Yep. All right. Okay, so let's go through some ideas. I mean, some points in terms of why do you think people talk excessively? Why do they ramble? I think some of the reasons here, you might agree or disagree. Number one, they want to appear intelligent or smart. They think that by speaking a lot all about their background and their knowledge, they come across as being smart and intelligent, which is not really good. It doesn't make a good impression, especially if you're doing a job interview and they want you to get straight to the point. Instead, you're just going on all about your qualifications, which are not related to that job. So you have to be careful. Another reason is they prefer to talk than to listen. So we do know people, and we do have students who find it very difficult to listen. Because I think, Amna, do you agree with me that listening is harder than speaking? Well, yes and no in that sense, right?
It depends, yeah.
Listening is hard. It is hard because you're doing it in silence. And then you have to really listen. And so people prefer to just speak over rather than being patient enough. Another reason is because they think that by being talkative, it equates to being friendly. Right, so this is the thing. In Malaysia, there's this word called peramah, right? In Malaysia, in Malay. And peramah means you're friendly, you're chatty, people like you. It's great. But some people can go overboard and believe that being talkative means friendly. And the opposite to that, being quiet is being cold and unfriendly. So we have to understand that there's a fine balance between talking too much and talking just enough. So we want to get to that balance. So what do you think are the reasons? What other reasons could there be? Let us know in the comments. Okay. So I want to define what speaking concisely means. So you can take note. Okay. Basically, it means using the fewest words possible and cutting out unnecessary information. So for example, somebody who's long-winded, all they want to say is, this project will be done by Monday, for example. That's the point. But instead, they go on for 2, 3, 4, 5 sentences. And so the point is lost. So you have to learn to cut down what you want to say into 2 or 3 sentences and not 10 sentences. So I have a trick for you. I'll give you the tips. All right. So are you ready with our first tip? Okay.
Yes,
tip number one. Tip number one is to think before you speak. Now, this does mean jotting down your thoughts with a pen and paper. It's hard, isn't it? You prefer using your voice note or perhaps whatever. But we have seen students who want to ask questions to us and they prefer to send us voice notes, for example. And if you are going to be sending a voice note, get to the point immediately. Don't give us 10 voice notes for us to filter through what is your point. So jot down your points first and ask yourself, what is it that I want to say? Who is my audience? And why is it important to me or to them? Okay, so what, who, and why? When you think about this, very simple questions, answer that, then you're ready to speak. Okay. Anything you want to add, Amna?
I'm just thinking about this, about think about before speaking, because some people, they don't have time to think before speaking. So if somebody asks you a question on the spot, how do you find the time to actually think before speaking?
Yeah, great question. This is where you buy time. And I have taught my students, our students, how to buy time. One of them is to rephrase the question, to give yourself time to think. Or you could say, according to my reading, just say one or two phrases as a beginning, as an introduction. Just a bit, one, two, that's enough. But that should buy you time. Okay.
Yeah. I think what I would do is if somebody asks me a question that I didn't have time to prepare for, I would do that. I would buy time. And then I would just think of the one point that I want to get across. Because some people, especially people who are naturally talkative, they tend to think while they speak. Right. So I think for this type of people, these types of people, they have to take a moment and think what is the one thing that they want to get across before actually speaking so that it doesn't sound like they are rambling, right?
Exactly. And that relates to my second point, which is to get to the point as quickly as possible. After you have bought your time, right, one or two sentences, then think of your main point, and that should be front and center. Just one main point. Think of it as a headline for a newspaper article. Think of it as something that grabs the attention of your boss, for example. I want to give you this sentence here. I want to show you my slide for a minute. Hold on. Okay. This sentence or phrase can help you to get to the main point. So you can say, my goal is main point, or I'm here to talk about main point. I want to tell you that main point. Now, you don't have to say these phrases, but this is just to train you to say, to think of your main point immediately. It frames what you want to say. And for example, maybe you want to talk to your boss and you want to ask for an extension, right, for a particular deadline. So you could say, I'm here to talk about, or the reason I'm here is to discuss the timeline for Project X and inquire if it's possible to extend the deadline by next Friday. There, specific, clear. Your boss is not going to ask you, yes, what are you here for? Yes, what do you want? What is it that you really want?
Yeah, so I think when you're speaking, you try to get to the point as quickly as possible. And if there is elaboration needed, that's when you elaborate. Instead of elaborating first and then getting to the point. Mm-mm. But of course, it really depends on the context and the situation. So you have to be aware about that. There has to be a level of discernment, being able to know, understand the situation, understand the personality of that person and the situation of that person. So if you know that person is in a rush, then it's good to just get to the point quickly. And then, you know, if they have time, then you elaborate. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If they have questions, they'll ask you. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I also want to tell you that you do need to warm up a little bit. Like, no, don't just enter your boss. Here, my goal is to, you're supposed to say hello, hi there. This is a good time to talk and things like that. Warming up at the beginning is good. But this is not what it's about. I mean, I'm not telling you, I'm not teaching you how to do that first. I'm just teaching you how to be concise and all of that. Okay. All right. So tip number three is to pause purposefully. Okay. What I mean by that is to train yourself to separate key ideas. Is it? So I've just said that think of your main point, right? You could have made two, three main points or main ideas. But when you pause purposefully, it does help your listeners to process the information. And you can use pause to emphasize on important points. You can pause at the end of words, but don't pause in the middle of what you're saying. Like, for example, I want to show you another slide. I want to show you an example of a poor way to pause. Okay. Hello. I want to talk to you about the recent project that we have been working on. I think we should consider a different approach to the, you know, all of these things. When you have this dot, dot, dot here, indicating the slide here, it shows that you're pausing in the wrong moment and people just want you to speak quickly. So that's why you have to think and plan well in advance. What is it that you want to say? So cut out these pauses and pause on purposefully instead. Okay. All right.
But how do you pause purposefully if you're just really nervous?
That's why I think it's you need to really think about what you want to say first. Okay? And trust that your main point will come out, and if it's not enough, they can ask you. They will probe you to elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah. I think pausing when you need to think is normal. But if it just gets, if the pauses are too long, then that becomes a bit of a problem because it might come across, you might come across as somebody who's not very confident. So pausing is normal. Saying is actually quite normal. But if it's just too much and it's too obvious, then you do need to practice speaking a lot. If you have time, you know, speak at home with your children, with your husband, spend that time to actually practice speaking so that you reduce the how long your pauses are. Yeah.
Okay. Number four, use clear and concise language. Now, I know that we have been taught to use advanced vocabulary, and sometimes my English matters, we teach you how to use advanced vocabulary. But sometimes it's just best to stick to ordinary, common, everyday words that are clear and safe, meaning clear to everybody, clear to you. You understand what you're saying, and clear to your audience, your target audience. Now, of course, if you are in the academic world like I was, we are expected to use, you know, academic sounding words. We're supposed to show our depth of knowledge, which is fine because that's your target audience. Fine, use that sort of language. But at the workplace, if you know there's a range of audience with different expertise and all of that, I think the safest way is for you to just cut down to just use clear language. So here are some examples that I found that next time, maybe I could include it in our email. So instead of using in terms of, just use regarding or about. Instead of using utilize, sounds great, right? You can use instead. That's what you mean. Instead of optimize, right? Optimize, three syllables. Just use improve or enhance. instead of using notwithstanding for syllables, just use despite or although. Instead of using regarding the matter of, just use concerning or about. So these are just simple examples. That's why we say you do not have to use complex words in order to sound intelligent. Sometimes simple words are nice and clear for everybody.
But sometimes people use these big words because they want to buy time. Like, notwithstanding takes a long time. So it takes them time to think about what they want to say. Where what Madam Azima means is that it's not wrong to use these big words, but it's also okay to use smaller words, right? Is that what you mean? So that you can sound concise and clear.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So my fifth point.
Because it might distract people sometimes. If you're using big words, it might distract people.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, let's go on to my fifth point, which is to practice speaking aloud your thoughts and your opinions. I would say it's very important that you're familiar with easy topics like your family, your hobbies, work experience, favorite movies, favorite books, etc. Those are simple, I would say, everyday topics that we always have to navigate. You know, it's very easy. But you also, sometimes you are asked to talk about difficult issues like politics or what's going on around the world right now, war, debates, what's the problem, your thoughts and opinions on this matter, on the news, current events. These are very difficult topics. And sometimes when you need to state your opinion, you have to practice with these difficult topics. And the good thing about you guys, and I'm speaking to our students, members of the students, and I'll communicate with confident students, is that you have this opportunity to practice with us and amongst yourselves as students. So there you go. I think this is these are my five tips. And Amna, what do you think?
Yeah, about number five, practice speaking aloud. So maybe you can think about what it is that you struggle with. Do you struggle having conversations, or do you struggle sharing your ideas at work, which is, I would say, more professionally related? So think about where you struggle. And then when you're at home or in your free time, practice that specific area that you struggle in. So if it's conversations, practice having conversations in English with your friends or with your family. If it's professionally related, then probably you'll need to have to practice with colleagues, or you just practice with yourself. You could take a video of yourself talking about things that are related to work. And if you are one of our students in Members Monthly and Communicate with Confidence, we have all these phrases that you can use to help you express yourself and express opinions.
We also allow time. And I would like for you guys, if you're not our students, once you practice, get feedback. If you have someone that you trust to give you feedback, fantastic. If you have a teacher like us, fantastic, you know. This is where you could ask them, you know, how did I sound? How could I say it better? What can I do better? You can ask yourself these questions just to see if you can do it again. Like Amna said, practice on video.
Yeah.
Record as many times as you can on these difficult topics.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we have those speaking practice sessions for our students, so that they come in. They're not just learning passively, but they are learning actively and being interacting with us and interacting with other students in the class, so that they can see where they struggle. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So those are my five tips for being concise and clear. Number one, think before speaking. Number two, get to the point as quickly as possible. Number three, pause purposefully. Number four, use clear and concise language. And number five, practice speaking out loud.
All right. Okay, that's all for today. And I'll see you in our next session. Thank you, Madam Azima. Bye and assalamu alaikum.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.